show anymore.
Sounds like a fucking Ralph situation.
I do want to issue an official apology to the chat for being 5'7". I'm sorry. I tried my best.
Hang on one second. I will say this. Eric Stryker was the only person that was able to intellectually make the...
Be a spick and also like be a Nazi? Yeah, he's the only person that could do that.
Hang on.
He pulled off being a spick and a Nazi.
God damn sorry. It, Jesse. Let me get the point.
I'm sorry. I'm bitter. I'm bitter about this because these people ruined what I had going.
No,
I am like, I'm going to be out of business in 6 months, and it's because of these motherfuckers. So I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be trawling on Odyssey. I'm going to be scrounging for fucking donos from you people because these people destroyed our website. Eric Stryker destroyed. NJP destroyed TRS website. And I sat along and went along with it because these people thought, we're going to do a political movement. We're going to go protest in Tennessee in front of a fucking game.
Here's the thing, Jesse. It's like, I told Eric Stryker, even after everything, like, transpired, I told him, I was like, hey, man, I would still be by your side and everything, but, like, you're the one that convinced me because I rode the pipeline long after you did and the rest of the guys did. To becoming, you know, I was an edgy libertarian. I was an ANCAP. I was literally at Tom Woods 1000, and I.
Tom Woods.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I went to the fucking the whole
based
show at fucking in Orlando. I went to Tom Woods 1000. I rode the pipeline. And Eric Stryker was the one who convinced me, like, made the intellectual argument to me.
Okay, that's fair.
In my mind, to become a National Socialist. He's the one that allowed me to cross that mental Rubicon. But
yeah, before the record, TRS was doing that before him.
Oh, yes, wait. Hang on. No, I fucked that up.
But hang on. But that being said, after everything that has transpired over the 8 years hence, things have changed, and I've come to know what he is like, and he's a very fickle person, and that's as far as I know from. I haven't ever had to actually deal with him interpersonally, but given the way that he has acted throughout all this thing, it's like I kind of believe that he's like Tony Hovater is like he's like a low rent. He's like scuffed fucking Eric Stryker, and I liked Eric for a long time, but he brought me into this position that I am now and being a National Socialist. But I'm here now, and I know what fucking time it is. And when I see if I see a spade, $1. I'm gonna call fucking spade a spade.
We call a spick a spick.
and if you're acting the way that you are now after everything that's happened, there's only one way that I can fucking react. And
only one solution, to be honest.
I just wanted to ask you one question about like his arguments. Which one did you find particularly persuasive? Was it the one about jazz?
Sorry, Matt Rock.
Yeah, that was rough.
All right, if I can seize control of my own fucking show for a couple of minutes.
Also, Cowboy, you
go back to Guitar Center, Sven. Stryker held up your neck for the last year. Like, no, he didn't. For the past year, Stryker didn't do shit. Stryker went and lived on Telegram looking for fights with people. Stryker showed up to Strike and Mike unprepared. Mike carried that show for the last year without input from Stryker. Stryker is fucking nothing. Stryker is riding fucking fattened on his beer gut of fucking unhealthy living and fucking momentum from years past where anyone cared about what he had to say. Stryker did not carry shit. You need to get over your e-celeb worship. Or you need to convert to e-celeb worshiping me because I'm awesome, and Stryker is not even white. I'm sitting here. I have a wife. I have a wife and kids in a house and a fucking business. You have shit. Stryker has jack shit. Stryker has a fucking god-awful crap apartment in Pittsburgh with no fucking furniture in it, and a woman that I don't know how she fucking sticks with him because he's so fucking pathetic and filthy, and they might as well be homeless. And now that like he's not working for me, he's probably gonna be homeless. Error, so fuck that. So the problem with Strike and Mike, it's like Mike and a guy who doesn't know what's going on. That's been the past year of Strike and Mike. So fuck off. Eric Stryker has been soaking up a paycheck from me he doesn't deserve for 6 fucking years. And the only thing that's done for me is attract weird fanboys that can't get over the cartoon character of Eric Stryker that tell me like, oh, it's big, it's a bad deal that he's leaving now. Fuck him. I never needed him, and my fucking website is worse off for having him on board. But whatever, Mike wanted to do that as a side project. And again, when Mike does a side project, it fails. Strike and Mike failed. NJP failed. TRS is the shit. I don't owe anything to anybody. Nothing. All right, no one comes close to what I've fucking accomplished since 2015 in this fucking movement. Everyone's a faker. Everyone either fucking siphons themselves off into like fake and gay Republican shit, or they become sort of just like drama niggers. No one has stayed as pure as myself and TRS. Mike is the heart and soul of all this shit. And I take Mike and I fucking support him. Everybody else is a fucking parasite on Mike.
Except Alex.
Eric Stryker is the biggest parasite Mike has ever had because Eric Stryker thinks that Mike is the parasite on him. And fuck that, Eric Stryker. You are a faker. You're a Mexican. You're a Puerto Rican. And you're a fucking pretend national socialist. You're a fucking libertarian. You are an individualist. You are out for yourself. In your fucking opportunistic snipes at the fall of the NJP, which you said NJP is your baby, Stryker, and guess what happened to your baby? It's stillborn. Your baby fucking failed. You want to take credit for this? God, fine. Man. NJP was your baby. It completely shat the bed. Your baby sucks dicks. Your fucking baby is a baby with a dick in its mouth, Stryker. NJP fucking strangled at birth. Actually, it would have been better off strangled at birth. The problem was it was allowed to fucking live for 3.5 years. Oh, your baby lived to be 3.5 and it died. Why? Because you were on it. Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing on any level of interpersonal fucking relationships with anybody. People you work with, people who support you, you're jack shit. You're a fucking e-celeb. You're the worst kind of e-celeb. You're the e-celeb that as soon as somebody fucking gets to know you, people realize, oh God, I'm involved with a giant fucking fraud. So fuck you.
Does anyone want to check in on Sven's keyboard right now? Is
Error
it okay?
504, lie not.
My keyboard is fine. My keyboard is fine.
We know when the cable got broken and he's no longer on Burlington side.
And going forward, Mike mentioned, or I guess having a meeting or several.
That's all right. I think we can go forward. I didn't have points to make myself. No, it's all good.
Well, you can do it too.
Someone asked if he was a Puerto Rican, why was he allowed on TRS for so long? Mike, not me.
Okay, that's part of my question. So going forward, Mike mentioned they were going to have a meeting, have a sit down with all the people that are still around. Is there going to be some sort of consultation with you? I mean, at least I would be comfortable with that because, you know, a lot of this.
No, I'm just a bitch. No, I'm a conservative.
You don't have to do that.
I'm nobody. Okay. I'm not one of these people that pretends to be one of these learned, ideological, fucking high rolling, fucking motherfuckers. No, I'm not one of these frauds like Warren or Stryker. That pretends to be like above everyone when they know fuck. These people are all fucking frauds. Well, and actually, I'm just gonna go full mask off now. Fuck all these people. They're all full of shit. Every last one of them is full of shit. They put on airs. We do a fucking podcast that was funny, and these people fucking ruined it. Ruined it with their bullshit. They ruined it with their airs. They could lead white people. These people couldn't fucking lead their dogs to go take a shit in the woods. Well, these people are a mess.
If that's the case,
none of these people have any connection to any community. None of these people have a real family. None of these people, like, People resent McNabb and I because we actually have a family. We actually have community roots and connections. None of these other fucking fakers do. These are people who are all total online creations of their own fucking imaginations. They fucking read Mein Kampf. They read like the origins and rise of the NSDAP, and they think that that matters. They're nothing. They're no one. These people are absolute jokes. Their lives are a mess. My life is good. My life has always been good. I signed on with these people to do it because I was good at fucking talking shit and I wanted a fake job. And I got a fake job doing a podcast three times a week where I could lay around and be lazy. And I earned that and I deserve that. And these people fucked it up. They fucked it up because they thought they were actually fucking doing something where they should have listened to Larry Ridgway. But it's like, no, they're not doing anything. No, fuck that. This shit is all fake. The entire movement, this entire movement was designed by Jews. This movement was designed. No, hold on.